Hello, Skullbreed, and welcome back to Too Cool for School. I am one of your hosts, Isabel.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we have an amazing podcast lined up for you.
So we have so many ideas, some the same as last time and some new ones.
I heard there's an instrument this time, Nikki.
Mm-hmm, there is.
So, please enjoy. First up, we have Roy from Miss Dorgan's folk class. With a poem, I open a book.
I opened a book by Julia Donaldson. I opened a book and in I strode. Now nobody can find me. I've left my chair, my house, my road, my town, my world behind me. I'm wearing the cloak, I've slipped on the ring, I've swallowed the magic potion. I fought with a dragon, dined with a king, and dived in a bottomless ocean. I opened a book and made some friends. I've shared their tears and laughter, and followed their road with its bumps and bends to the happily ever after. I finished my book, and out I came. The cloak can no longer hide me. My chair and my house are just the same, but I have a book inside me.
That was a fascinating poem, Rory. Well done. Now we have Belle, Ona and Abby doing Spanish from Senior English.
Hello, I'm Abby. Hola, soy Abby. Hola, hi, my name is Belle. Hola, soy Ona. We are in senior infants. I'm going to count to 15 in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, quince.
We are going to teach you colors in Spanish. Green. Verde. Blue. Azul. Purple. Lila, yellow, amarillo, orange, toronja, pink, rosa. Now we are going to teach you some animals in Spanish. Dog, perro, cat, gato,
dinosaur.
Dinosaurio.
Chicken.
Gallina.
Snake.
Serpiente.
Giraffe.
Jirafa.
Monkey.
Mono.
Tiger.
Tigre.
Gracias for listening.
Adiós.
Wow, I didn't know any of those Spanish words, girls. Well done. And now we have the girl group from second class. Lara, Celine, Emma, Hannah.
We don't talk about broom, no, 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 no. We don't talk about broom, no.
But
it was my wedding, it was our wedding day. Loud in the sky.
What a tune. I love that song. Now, we have 6th class Dara, Oliver and Ethan doing fun facts about magpies.
Hi everyone, I'm Oliver.
And I'm Dara.
And I'm Ethan.
And today we're going to be giving you some fun facts about magpies.
The magpie belongs to the crow family and is a very common bird in Ireland.
The magpie is black and white. It has a white stomach and a green sheen on its tail.
Magpies eat a variety of foods such as worms, grains, fruit and nuts. Their diet changes every season.
The Australian magpie is one of the most vicious magpies in the world.
In Britain and Europe, the magpie population has quadrupled over the last 35 years.
61 magpies served as messengers in World War I.
Magpies are very intelligent. Their brain to body mass ratio is beaten by only humans.
Magpies do not like shiny objects, despite their reputation for being thieves.
Magpies are seen as good luck and people often salute them.
One for sorrow, two for joy.
Three for a girl, four for a boy.
Five for silver, six for gold.
Seven for a secret never to be told.
Wow! 61 magpies were served as messengers in World War I. Wowza! Well now, we are interviewing Lucy from Miss O'Sullivan's 6th class about Irish dancing.
So Lucy, tell us about Irish dancing.
Irish dancing is traditionally an Irish sport, but many places around the world do it. It's a very hard and easy sport to do. You have to give up a good bit of time for it as well. It's not like a one day thing where you go out and you practice for 20 minutes. You'd have to put away a good 2 hours to get a good practice session in.
And what would you be doing in those 2 hours?
Well, we would start off with warm ups. Then we'd do a bit of stretches to stretch out our legs. We'd chat about what we're going to do that night, and then we'd go through the dances daily and twice.
So Lucy, how roughly long have you been doing Irish dancing?
I've been doing Irish dancing since I was 9, so about November 2017.
So Lucy, Lucy, what did get you into doing Irish dancing?
Well, I went to my friend's house one day after school and she was practicing a few steps. And then I got to pick up the steps really easier. And then I just went to her for the next dance class and just got it from then.
And do you enjoy it, seeing as you're able to talk about it really well?
I do most of the days, but like if I do it a lot, then I would get really fed up of it and you'd get sick of it after a while, but you'd love it then again the next day.
Where do you see yourself in the years to come?
Well, I'd love to become a Munster champion first and then lead on my way to the Worlds, come someplace in the Worlds and then try to get on Riverdance.
So Lucy, I have been wondering, can you wear any clothes you want or do it have to be very certain clothes?
Well, for training you have to wear either training dancing gear that your class has assigned, or you could wear leggings, shorts and a jersey. And then for feshes or competitions or Kaylee's, you'd wear your dress or a leotard and a skirt.
Lucy, following on from my question just there, do you have to wear any accessories? What do you have to do with your hair? Do you have to put on makeup? What's the story?
Well, for feshes you wear tan. Like from under 10s down you have to wear tights and under 12s up you have to wear tan. And then we have to wear either our hair up or down, like half up, half down. We have to wear a bun wig or a big long curly wig. Well, under 14s and up have to wear makeup, but under 14s and down are not allowed to wear makeup.
And what type of shoes do you have to wear?
Well, for training on Monday nights and Wednesday nights when we do practice, we have to wear either our actual fesh shoes or mostly I wear dance runners, which is just practice trainers. And then for feshes we wear either palms or heavies to make the sound or to not be noisy.
Can boys and girls do Irish dancing?
Yeah, it's a boy and girl sport. I know many boys that do Irish dancing and they fesh with me and everything.
Well, thank you, Lucy, for coming in.
It was great to have you on the podcast.
For anyone who wants to try out Irish dancing or is kind of interested of what I said, just give her a go and you never know how you get on.
Now we're at a later date and Lucy has qualified for Munsters.
She also got 2 first place medals and 3 second place medals. Well done, Lucy.
Jeannie Max, I don't have 2 hours to be practicing Irish dancing. Well done, Lucy. Now, we have Alfie and Ollie who have a challenge for you.
Hey everybody, I'm Alfie.
And I'm Ollie.
And we have a riddle for you to solve.
What is it?
What has a head, a tail, but no body?
That's a tricky one.
Sure is. That's why whoever solves this riddle gets a mystery prize.
What's the prize, Alfie?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a secret.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we will be back later. So if you want the mystery prize, submit your best answer. Anyway, this is Alfie.
And Ollie.
Signing off.
Bye.
Hold it onto your hats. Now we have some jokes for Miss Bays, Julia Infants, with John, Isla and Daniel.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas.
What does strawberry if it's sad?
A blueberry.
Why is 6 sealed of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Why was 6 scared of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. John, that's so funny. Now, we have Carly doing a panda project from Miss Hines' third class.
My name's Carly Radley and I'm reading about pandas because I think that they'll be very interesting to learn about. I think you will learn a lot of cool facts about pandas. The panda is a black and white bear. It has black furnace ears, eye patches, muzzle, legs and shoulders. The rest of the coat is white. Panda's thick woolly coat keeps it warm in the cool parts of its habitat. Pandas live mainly in temperate forests high in the mountains of southwest China. Pandas subsist almost entirely on bamboo, eating from 26 to 84 pounds of bamboo per day. Giant pandas like climbing trees. They can climb trees from 7 months old. In the wild, giant pandas, particularly cubs, climb trees to avoid their enemies and survey their surroundings. Here are my 6 fun facts about pandas. They have great camouflage for their environment, too. Cubs are well protected in their first month. 3. They spend a lot of time eating. 4. Pandas sometimes do handstands when they wee. 5. Pandas occasionally eat something other than bamboo. 6. On average, pandas poo 40 times a day.
I didn't know pandas pee while they're doing handstands. Wow, I find that funny and fascinating. Well now, I'm feeling a musical note, so let's have Aveen from Miss Birmingham's first class.
And that was the Nightingale. You did a great job at it, Aveen. Now we have Oisin and Jennifer doing jokes from Miss Murphy's Junior Infants.
How does the ocean say hello to the beach? It waves.
Is that no blue? Is this she go?
Wow, why Elsa have no balloon? Cause she let it go? Wow, Jennifer, you have me in belly tickles.
Hey everybody, I'm Alfie.
And I'm Ollie.
And we're back
with the answers from our riddle.
And the answer is...
Drum roll please.
A minute, hold on, just for a minute.
Okay, so what's gonna happen? You guys, not us, you guys have to put your answers in the big yellow box underneath the stairs by the Christmas crib, and then Alfie and Ollie will pick out the winners.
Anyway, this is Ollie
and Alfie
signing off.
Bye.
Wow, Nicole, those were amazing people we had today.
I know. I think if we had to change one thing, it would be nothing.
Same here.
Any plans for the summer?
Ah, no. I can't bore the people with my plans now, can I?
No, I guess not. What was your favourite?
Everyone. Everybody was so talented and fascinating. I can't choose.
Fine by me. So, different question. What did you learn?
Pandas pee while doing handstands. You?
61 magpies served as messengers in World War I. That was interesting.
Okay, so now me and Nicole have prepared a mystery teacher quiz. Now, Nikki, take it away and explain to the people.
We are going to describe three teachers. If you know any of the teachers described, write your name, class, and answer onto a piece of paper and drop it into the box under the main stairs near the crib. The first correct answer, pulled out of the box by one of us, will win a baking experience with me and Isabel. Best of luck!
Okay, for the first mystery teacher, I'm about to give you your first clue. Are you ready? Tralee is one of my favourite places. The second clue is I love playing music. And the third and final clue for this mystery teacher is I'm tall.
Are you ready for your second teacher? Let's go. I was born in County Mayo. My favourite subject is Irish. I have two sisters that are also teachers.
Okay, for your third and final teacher, the first clue is I like running. Second clue is I do a lot of singing. And the third and final clue is I'm not very tall.
Well, it looks like we're out of time.
But thank you for everybody who took part, and even the people who applied to be on the podcast. We loved everybody's ideas. Remember, we are Too Cool for School. Bye!